This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ah-ha, ha-ha-ha.
Welcome to Bit Season, episode 69.
Nice.
I hate that.
I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
This is a landmark episode for us.
It's the dumbest thing.
Nice.
We do love dumb body humor.
Yeah, if you, sophomoric humor, that's us.
That is right up our alley. Yeah.
And episode 69 falls right into it.
Oh, yeah.
Hope everybody's having a great week out there. We are on Thursday now after the show, working our way through the week here, having a great week on the show. Still a lot of sports going on, but...
No, I've noticed we've had a lot of non-sports this week. We're popping in the non-sports categories.
We're working through it. We're working through it with you guys.
The light's at the end of the tunnel. In terms of all the sports content.
Yes. And even some of the other guys, it's not just EB really pushing the non-sports stuff. Some of the other guys have been involved, even though EB's always the, you know.
He's the catalyst.
He is the catalyst for a lot of the non-sports stuff on the show. But speaking of sports, one of the things that happened today on the show, a couple sports things. What do you guys make of Kevin McCarthy?
All right. I'm so glad you brought this up.
I'm like flabbergasted by this whole thing. I don't understand.
What a reversal. Right?
What is going on? Okay. Kevin McCarthy was on today's show Thursday because we have a pre-packed show tomorrow. And for like the fifth week in a row,
he might know more about the NFL than Eric Bickle.
I'm convinced of it. I'm actually, because Eric is so unplugged in doing his own thing with his life. He's not, has shown no interest.
Well, it's, if it's not the locals, he's punched out.
Right.
And if it's, and if it's the championship game, BDK's punched in.
Not even the championship game, though. But he was watching college football.
Oh, okay? Yeah, yeah, you're right. He's saying he watched the Georgia-TCU game. The biggest blowout ever.
And then he's breaking down the matchups this weekend.
Yeah, what is going on? Is Kevin having a seismic life change shift in it going on where he's just discovering sports? And you know what? It must be a great feeling.
I know. I'm actually a little jealous of him.
You're 40 years old and you're finally discovering the joys of sports. You're not completely beaten down by it.
Everything is brand new to him, right? He's marveling at Patrick Mahomes and the way he throws a football. Okay. I don't know if I've ever thought once about the way
who would have known that Kevin McCarthy would utter the words, "Brock Purdy is great in the Shanahan system."
I am jealous of him and that he's seeing sports through the first time.
You know what it's like?
New lens.
It's like seeing your first boob.
It really is. And then you become consumed by it.
Yeah. And all of a sudden you need bigger boobs. Then all of a sudden you need enhanced boobs.
Yeah.
It'll hit him where all of a sudden he gets jaded by whatever game he's watching and he needs more.
You tell the junkies that kickoff's at 8:30 and they go, "Oh, sports."
All right. I have a theory on Kevin.
Yeah.
I think Kevin may have developed a crippling gambling addiction.
Oh, really? That is a theory. All right.
Well, he was never into sports before. And so, you know, maybe he got hooked into some sort of free promo bonus action that FanDuel, DraftKings, and all these other sites offer. And they sink their teeth into him, and then he hit one bet, and then all of a sudden he got the itch. Yeah, and that's why he's getting down.
Maybe it's the brand new Maryland sports apps, right?
he can do it from anywhere in the world.
All over the DMV now. He can put those bets in, and somebody turned him on to it.
Because Fox 5's headquarters is in Bethesda,
right? Maybe Steve Chinigi said,
"Hey, for some Steelers nuggets."
Yeah. What happened was the Steelers went on a run here at the end of the season,
and Chinigi was telling him to bet the Steelers.
Chinigi's betting the Steelers money line every game. He's showing Kevin how much money he's making, and then Kevin's like, "Whoa. Let me dabble in this."
Yeah.
All right, you had a little bit of beginner's luck,
and now he's hooked.
And now he's hooked. He's got the full blown. He's a full blown addict.
Do you like my theory?
I love it.
I like that.
It explains a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not just going to all of a sudden overnight become a sports fanatic. Hey, do you know who else has a crippling gambling addiction?
Who?
John DePompa.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if I should have said that or not.
I don't know if I know that. Is that out there on Twitter?
I don't think so.
Or is he talking about it on the show, or is
he
just texting?
He texted me and told me how awesome it is. He goes, "I know I'm late to the party, but this gambling thing is so awesome." He'll listen to what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then anytime like we talk about a long shot or something like that, he'll put like a $5 bet on it. Like he has $5 on the Terps to make it to the Final Four.
I will say this. I can't believe we watched 40 years of sports without gambling on them. Like every single night of my life, I'm putting bets in, and it's so much more interesting if you have money riding on it.
Of course.
And it doesn't even matter. Like it's $5 and $10.
Yeah, but you're invested.
But it gives you something to like.
It changes the game.
It just is so amazing.
It's so much fun.
All right. I don't know how. I mean, are we all just addicted to it already?
Yes, of course. We all have addictive personalities.
How could you? I mean, my list of addictions are starting to pile up. I've always said, I always thought of myself as, I'm not a vice guy. I could never get addicted to drugs or drinking. Yeah. It's just not
a total vice guy.
I mean, porno and gambling are taking over my life.
Stitching right? your fabric.
Yeah. Hey, people don't know this. I'm going to drop a nugget about Drab. That I guess Drab's starting to feel so bad for himself that he's going to church by himself on Sundays.
why are you putting that out there?
What do you mean? What? You don't want people to know that?
No. Not without explaining. I'm not.
Drab's gambling and f***ing off so much. Yeah. Going to church on a Sunday. And repent.
First off,
I've thought of that.
How much sinning are you doing?
First of all, there's a lot of sin in my life. I would say my alone time is not as strong as it used to be. I mean, in my younger days, it was out of control.
Drab is so desperate to get out of his house. He's faking religion.
Right. Hey, that is more
faking religion.
No, I'm not faking
to get away from his kids.
No. I'm not faking religion, but I have enjoyed it. First of all, when you say church, I'm not some like going to a cult or born again Christian.
Drab needs a disclaimer now. He was on a cult for
I know.
For
I have
six
to,
months.
You have to.
Now we need people to know that this is not a cult.
I grew up Catholic, and I get psyched to go to mass again. I've been going to mass for like the last month, making the tour, going to different places around Northern Virginia, trying to find the right church. That I like to go to, that I can just zone out for a while, reinvigorate myself, unplug, get geared up for the week, give thanks. And I tried to sell my wife on it because, you know, I want my kids to be baptized. It's important to me. And I want my wife to go. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to be some Bible thumper either. So I was like, you don't understand. All the mafia guys were Catholic. It doesn't really matter. You're not really a Bible.
That's your big sin.
Like, the priests are drinking all the time. It's not like what you're thinking about. No one's up there singing Kumbaya on stage.
You ever watch The Sopranos when the priest is going over Tony's house?
Right. So I'll show her Sopranos. We'll get her addicted on that. Then we'll start going to mass. I like it. I don't know. We'll see how long it lasts.
When did you start going? Like you went through the Christmas mass, and then all of a sudden
I would go every once in a while. Like when my parents come to town, I'd like to go with them and stuff. And I went to Christmas mass a few times, but I think it started at Christmas mass this year because we were supposed to go, and we ended up not going, and I felt bad about it.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I think I'm just going to go the following week, like January 1st or whatever it was. And so I went. And it was butt quiet. I have all the thoughts to myself. And I was like, this is pretty awesome. I can sit here for an hour.
Yeah, Drab treats church like it's his toilet. Yeah. Right.
Well, you think I can take a crap in silence? No.
Yeah. No. Drab's putting in his bets in the middle of the church. He's planning his week.
I will say that I definitely have to make sure that I'm... the church does not interfere with sports. Yeah. That was the worst part of going to when I grew up in Washington State, when I would have to go to church at 9:30 in the morning. You come home and like the 1 p.m. games for the West Coast are already halfway over with.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's a little bit better on the East Coast. But yes.
I like your newfound religion.
Same.
It's not new. It's
I
old.
Get size for
going back to my roots.
Rediscovering your religion.
But the thing about Catholicism, though, I'm going to tell you real quick, is I can't come all the way back. Like I can go to communion and all that, but it doesn't, like, basically, it means I'm just eating bread. It doesn't mean anything because I haven't gone to confession.
That confession would be a week long.
I know. I've been putting it off and trying to like build myself up for this.
I would kill.
I have to go to confession.
Hey, is there any way
haven't been to since, I don't know, I was in grade school.
Yeah, same.
And I have to tell the priest all my sins for the last 30 years.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine that CVS receipt like list of sins that Drab has?
I know. I said, can't we just do a blanket? You've done a lot of bad things.
I was going to say, when your kids get baptized, you should get re-baptized with them. So that way.
Maybe.
So that way you have your blank slate.
Well, I think I get my clean slate as soon as I do like all the Hail Marys and Our Fathers and ask for forgiveness and all that.
Hey, is there any way we can sneak some sort of audio recording
I would love that.
In that confession?
Yeah, hey, you could do it.
Hey, I had to look up what a mortal sin is last night to see how many of those I'd committed.
How many?
What's mortal sin?
So mortal sin when you're Catholic is like really bad stuff that like, I think like, yeah, like murder, like things that's questionable you could be forgiven for. Yeah. And I think I've had numerous mortal sins. It's like you know, anything short of murder that I've done, right, is on that list.
Yeah, I'm on that list.
Yeah. driving drunk, lusting after other women. You know.
I like the idea in my head of Drab walking into confession, and then there's a time lapse, and he walks out an old man like Benjamin Button. it's like a time machine.
Oh, like that Matt Damon gift? Yeah.
He goes in there, he walks out, then all of a sudden there's a flying car that picks him up.
Yeah. It's like when Brooks came out of prison. Yeah.
He didn't know all of the world.
Yeah. All right, Valdez, let that cat out of the bag. Yes, I've been going to mass last month.
I like it. Yeah.
We'll see where it goes. But yeah, you could add my newfound gambling addiction to my list of sins. Yeah.
And I'm sorry I outed you, John DePompa, and possibly Kevin McCarthy.
Kevin's it's an interesting case. I don't understand it. He had zero interest in sports his entire life until like 2 months ago. And now he won't miss a game. He won't miss a moment.
I think he likes the script narrative of sports.
Anything is possible.
Well, the underdog stories. Mm-hmm. He's getting swept up in all the stories, the storylines of the games. Mm. I think that's what he likes.
Oh, so speaking of Kevin, I've had to start telling Kevin the night before because like a few weeks ago was awkward. I thought the Junks were like really mean to Kevin,
and I've noticed that they've been very. Like dismissive of everything he's been saying. It's that or just zero attention is being given to what he's saying.
Yeah, and they haven't, you know, EB and them haven't paid attention in years. But I felt bad. It was my fault a couple weeks ago.
It's almost like they're ushering him off.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like they're playing the Oscar music for him.
Can't wait for it to be over. So a few weeks ago, I didn't really prep the Junkies on what Kevin was going to talk about because I don't always do that. Like Kevin usually has like a full plate or whatever.
He has an agenda.
But Kevin didn't have anything much to talk about. And then the Junkies go, well, why are you on? And then I felt bad for Kevin. And then I was like, well, the Junkies don't like the segment. Like they're not really into it. They don't really like most of his movie reviews. Not Kevin per se, but like what he's talking about.
They just don't like the movies he's talking about.
So I'm trying to get Kevin to watch TV shows. That's why we've talked about Last of Us the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to get Kevin to be watching
stuff
that people actually are talking about.
Yeah.
Right? Like Kevin,
nobody's talking about Tar.
No one's talking about Tar or like Meryl Streep movies that he sees that he's reviewing on Fox 5. Like we're different audiences. So I'm trying to get Kevin to like, and Kevin goes, well, I don't watch a lot of TV shows. And I'm like, well, dude, I need you to. Like, I need you to like be plugged in on like one TV show that people are talking about that week.
Peak the Junk's interest
or the new TV show that's coming out that week. Like you don't have to review it. Nobody cares about your reviews really. Like we just want you to talk about us and inform us about what guys would be interested in. Mm-hmm. So I said, I was like, why don't you start watching Last of Us and then we can talk about that a little bit. But then like every new big TV show that comes out, you should be plugged in on
it. You should know
and tell us a little bit about
the hype around the TV show that's coming out.
Or because he's got to get EB involved, and because EB's glazed over. He doesn't want him. Not that he doesn't want him on. He's just not interested.
It's Eric's segment to take off.
But if Kevin started coming on and saying, "EB, I got this documentary that you saw on Netflix."
Yeah,
I also told Kevin, "I'm like, dude, no one's going to the movie theaters. Like, our listeners aren't going. The junkies aren't going to go
unless the movie's a huge.
Unless it's a big deal.
A big deal.
I was like, dude, give us stuff that we can say. Your Friday night, your weekend. This is what you guys got to be watching. It's for the guys." You you know, yeah. like mm-hmm. sit on your couch and watch it this weekend or something like that. So that's kind of more of what we're Behind the Glass is focused on with Kevin, trying to improve that segment a little bit and also be more informative for our listeners, because he's just reviewing too many movies that we just don't like, the cartoon movies. It's just too much. I love Kevin, but I don't know.
He has when Kevin comes on, he has a list of four movies that he wants to review, but honestly, the guys in our audience really only need about one of them, two of them, if that.
Right.
That appeal to what they want. But I don't know.
But now with all the sports he's watching, maybe he doesn't have time to watch TV shows.
Hey, should we set up some sort of EBBDK sports off?
Yes.
That's why I asked EB today if he knew who Lincoln Riley was the coach of. He actually didn't even say the answer.
He said he did, but you didn't really push it.
I know. Well, he said it with his chest out. So
of course I do. Yeah. But there wasn't really a challenge. There.
I know. I felt like I was pushing him too far. If I would have said, oh, yeah, who? Yeah, we got to do a sports. Because
sports off.
There's no chance that EB knows who, like, Elijah Mitchell is. Yeah. There's just no chance. Yeah. So. But Kevin, I think, might.
Hey, Eric couldn't name one person on the 49ers defense besides Bosa. Right. Kevin might be able to.
Yeah. You know what? I think maybe next week we might have to do something like that.
That would be fun. Yeah. Before the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Super Bowl trivia. How mad would EB lose?
I know. Here's the thing: is that Eric has made a career off of making fun of Kevin
for being a dork and not knowing anything about sports.
Can't throw a spiral, right? And then if Eric all of a sudden turns into Kevin,
you know what? Though that might change EB for the better. Like
that amount of pressure.
He's so shamed that he loses to Kevin, right? In a sports quiz.
Yeah, here's the thing.
He changes his ways. We have to shame him into being a decent sports talk host.
You know what's so funny is that I envision every single sports argument that he has about, I don't know, Sam Howell being a starter in the league, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden going, well, you couldn't beat Kevin in a Super Bowl contest.
I don't know if EB still listens, but if he is, he maybe start prepping for it. But mm-hmm. it could be a surprise. Oh, like a Friday or something or whatever. Someday that we just come here the week of the Super Bowl and we do the Super Bowl quiz. Doesn't like Mad Dog do that every year?
He has like the most difficult Super Bowl question in history. Okay. Or
so
like
we do the opposite. We do the easiest
question in history. Yeah.
All right. And he gives out like Super Bowl tickets. We clearly won't do that. We give out AMC movie tickets.
Fandango pass.
Yeah. I don't know. That'd be funny.
All right.
I love it.
All right. Put it on the list.
Yeah.
All right. So today we were also talking about a bunch of different things. But one of the things that I told the Junks about was playing basketball.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was thrilled to hear that you're hooping again.
Uh-huh. And I'm not hooping again. I hooped one time.
All right. Well, how did you get rope-a-doped into this?
Because if you ask me to do something enough times, like I'm going
to
crack.
No, that's not true. I ask you to do stuff.
I know. You ask me to work out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How many times we ask?
Right. Hey, you know what? Speaking of mass.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, you know what, though? One of these times I'm going to crack and I'll work out with Danny and Stallion.
This is what really pisses me off is that Drab has a neighbor. Probably doesn't like him, but
He's all right.
He appeases them. They sit there by the mailbox and have small talk for 5 minutes a day. I see Drab every day of my life, practically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For four hours.
I told you, we get enough time together.
And then I asked Drab to do something, and it's not even play basketball. It could be watch something. It could be
that's not true.
CrossFit.
No.
And then Drab completely ignores me. I tell him about secret parking. I tell him about so much stuff and I get completely ignored.
Do you want to play basketball with Drab?
No. I will shred my hamstring.
All right, but what sounds to me,
if we played against 50-year-olds, I would.
Okay, well, maybe we're on to something. All right. If Valdez wants me to go to this CrossFit class, maybe he's given up. All right, but now I got
I've stopped asking.
I've got Drab. The owner of the gym. He's sending me DMs now, telling me to go. CrossFit is torture. It sounds like torture.
It's really not.
It is torture.
Oh, okay.
Have you taken a CrossFit? You haven't taken.
I haven't taken a CrossFit
You're
class.
The last person to take a CrossFit class.
Yeah, just stop.
I can't hang on a bar.
All right. So if you heard on the Junkies, my neighbor asked me to go. It was a last minute thing. It was like 6:15. He goes, "Are you in for hoops tonight?" And I'm like, "Oh my god!" I took like 20 minutes to get back to him. And I'm like,
"Yeah,
all right."
And stop using your Fitbit as some sort of excuse.
No. It is. This is my dumb Fitbit that I want to throw in the trash that I just got because it takes over your stupid life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I need to get these steps in. And then I went to the gym, the rec center, and I showed up. I'm the oldest guy there by at least 10 years.
That's got to be an awful feeling.
And the majority.
Why are there so many youngins around your
age? Because I think everyone, by the time they reach 25, most people say, all right. That's like basketball is a young man's game. It's like how no one plays baseball after age 12.
Yeah, but how are these like high schoolers or how are there so many 21 year olds playing hoops in Ashburn?
It's the kids that don't go to college who are hoop dreams. And that's what they are. I was one of them.
They're like NOLA Community College.
Community college guys.
Community college thing.
I don't know. Just young guys. Maybe they just go straight to the workforce or whatever.
Or is word spread that there's a good run in Aldi?
No. You actually know what I was bitter about? I saw a couple of them wearing Amazon beanies and like... And they were young. And
they might work for Amazon.
I freaking hate my life. I'm like, I'm 40 years old. This 21-year-old over here is doing something for Amazon Web Services.
He works for their tech service.
And he's working for some tech job. And I'm like, this asshole makes probably twice as much money as me. And he's kicking my ass on basketball. And he's 19 years old. it was a humiliating night.
He's doing data for Amazon.
He works in IT. Yeah. I'm sure they all work in IT.
And they probably just got off work.
Yeah. And so it was like 21 and up, and the guy was like,
hey,
most of these guys aren't even 21.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are there Bluetooth speakers with jams going on?
No.
This is awful.
No. Here's what they're doing now. Wireless earbuds. the brothers were playing with wireless earbuds.
They got
their own personal tune.
You know what I would have done if I were you? I would have pump faked the brothers in the air, made a layup, and I would have said, "You just got Beats by Matt."
Hey, Valdez, you're 5 years younger than me, but we're in the same ballpark where you just, it just hits you.
It's not happening anymore.
First of all, I just felt...
I refuse to play pickup basketball. I used to play basketball year-round when I was in high school, mm-hmm. and I was pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was a decent player.
You always say you were the only white kid on your team.
Yeah.
Well, there were other white kids.
Oh,
I was only a white kid that...
Was good.
But the problem is, and this is why all old people get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's because your brain and body are disconnected.
Definitely disconnected.
Because your brain is telling you, your brain it isn't like your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain's telling you to do this thing that you did, that you grew up doing on the basketball court when you're 18 years old, but your body physically can't do it. That's how you pop your hamstring and Achilles and your calf.
So for the first time in my life, last night is when I felt my twitch muscles or whatever Valdez is talking about.
Yes, your fast twitch muscle.
The disconnect. Like I'll play tennis, but I'm playing tennis with like Mikey Stodge, who's around my age, and I haven't noticed when I play tennis that like, because I'm playing my, like, I'm on the self court by myself, right?
Yeah.
But trying to guard a 21-year-old kid, I felt like my feet were in concrete. Like, I literally felt like I couldn't move my feet. Like, I was in slow motion and everyone else was on fast forward.
See, when I, this is why I'm so scared to play basketball, mm-hmm. is that when I catch the ball, I envision myself faking left and going right.
Yeah.
But as I fake left, I'm stuck. My body's stuck left, right. And I try to go right. And then that's when my hip pops out.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, the last
you need older man sport.
I know. What I know. The entire time I was thinking, I was playing, I was like, I gotta find a 6 foot and under, 40 and up league.
Did they make them?
I don't know. That's what I'm looking for.
No, I'm telling you, Wakefield Chapel in Fairfax. Okay. It has the silliest older guys, but they're good. They're legit mm-hmm. good. I play there a lot. I'm telling you.
I don't mind good. I don't want young.
They're not young.
Oh, young is
okay.
Young's
I know.
Terrible.
I want good. I don't want to play like a bunch of scrubs or whatever. Like,
oh, I mean,
a bunch of guys who play church ball.
You said you haven't played in 20 years.
I haven't, but I know. I played basketball
you know,
my
Drab
entire life.
Ball.
Like,
you
know, like I played basketball. Right. So I played basketball my entire life. I'm not bragging or anything. I was like a bench player on a high school team, all that kind of stuff. But I know basketball. Like, I know how to move.
He knows how to get open.
I know how to get open. Like, I know
how
to do
the concept of an offense.
Yeah, I can't play basketball with guys who have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah. Okay.
Or ball hogs or guys, like I just can't do. I can't all do it.
Tell me more about the. Tell me more about this headphone thing that's going on.
Three of the guys out there, younger guys, early 20s, all brothers, were wearing their Apple iPods, earbuds,
yeah,
the wireless AirPods. Ones, on the court. I'm sure. I'm guessing their phone was in their pocket or something.
Yep.
I didn't break it that far down, but so everyone's has their own personal tuner in their ear.
I don't like this.
You know, like you want a boombox?
Well, number one, you need a boombox.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right. And what do you got to make the? You have to have let everyone there add to the playlist.
Okay. this is golf. Valdez is golf.
Yeah. All right. You let them all add to the playlist. But I don't like that because what if I'm trying to get your attention that I'm open?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Or tell you got someone behind you. Hey, what if I'm, this is the whitest thing ever that I'm going to say. What if I'm calling out a pick? I don't want you to get leveled on a pick.
Yeah. Pick I don't right. know how it
and
works.
You can't hear me because you're listening to Nipsey Hussle.
Hey, you know what it reminded me of this morning when I was talking about it was when JP played soccer with me. Like, I don't know. 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this?
I remember. He like...
I was actually probably longer. I was probably like 30. I was probably about 30 years old. Mm.
Well, was this in Alexandria?
Yes. I played Sunday soccer and I had never played soccer my entire life.
Yeah. And this is with like Bodie and JC Toro.
Yeah. So we played like a Sunday soccer league with the guys, right? And some of the guys had a lot of experience. Some of us had not so many, but we were all younger. And then JP Flame comes out, okay? Mr. Soccer, but JP's butt old. And I remember watching JP, and he looked so slow out there. Right? He looked so slow, but you could tell he played soccer.
Yeah.
That's exactly...
He knows where to be.
He knew how to be. He was coaching people, yelling at people.
Yeah.
But his speed was so slow compared to everyone else. And that's just because like his quick muscles were gone.
Yeah.
Right? And a mile, JP can probably beat me. I'm sure it could beat me in a mile race. Or uh-huh. could beat most... Because that's just like repetitive motion, whatever. Like
at the end of the day, a mile's not
but
that
his quick motions were that of a 40-year-old guy when where everybody else was 25 or 30.
All the twitch is gone.
That's what I felt like last night watching JP play soccer.
You felt like JP playing soccer.
And let me tell you, I don't know if it's ever been said in my life of me guarding someone and them yelling out mismatch. I was so humbled. That's when I wanted to lose the third game and get out of there. I was like, get me off this court.
For 2.5 hours, dude, that's legit.
Well, hey, I said that, but like that was just how long I was there. I wasn't playing the whole time. But.
If someone would have said that, I would have said, hey, where's the sportsmanship?
Yeah, I will never play basketball ever again with 20-year-olds.
But there is no better feeling that when they think that they just had you dead to rights, then you like take the ball from them.
No. The best feeling is doing a spin move reverse layup like I did, and now all the brothers go, woo!
When did you do that?
Last night!
No!
What are you,
you a key?
I made one bucket. It was selling.
Who are you, John Wall? Bell's SC top 10 for a year.
I sucked on offense last night. All right?
But you got a 3-6.
I was told
your stat line.
I had a bunch of assists.
Yeah. Drab head. 2 points, yeah. 5 assists, 5 rebounds, 10 fouls.
I played three. I was making four games.
And 3 timeouts.
I think I was like 1 for 7 from the field. I probably had, I don't know, 8 assists, a bunch of rebounds, and one reverse scoop. One reverse scoop. It was still.
I will say, that's what keeps you. That does keep you coming back.
It's like golf.
Is when. A black man all of a sudden goes, woo, compliments you.
It's Valdez. It's like golf when you're shooting a 94 and you're having a terrible round. But on the 17th hole,
all of a sudden number 18 comes up and you smoke that drive.
And everyone gives you the fist pump. Woo, shot of the day. Right?
Shot of the day.
You go home and that's the only shot you remember. That's what it's all about. So yeah, I was out of my element last night. Also, everyone else looked cool and very everyone's comfortable in their own skin.
Everyone has like great shorts.
Everyone's wearing like the short shorts.
What was your fit?
I was going to ask you, what are short shorts in?
Short shorts are in.
The baggy shorts are out?
No, I was wearing baggy shorts. I look so stupid.
I like to think that Drab goes up to the basketball court and he walks on there, and then like everyone goes, man, I can't find those Nike up tempos anywhere at StockX. And then Drab goes, oh, I've had these since 98.
I was wearing like my discounted Nike factory basketball shoes from like 7 years ago.
Everyone's got foam posits.
Everyone's wearing the shortest shorts, like 8-inch inseam shorts. You know what I mean? Your entire thigh is exposed. They just love it.
They got their big iPhone 14s. Shorts
Spotify while they play.
I remember thinking, I hope no one can tell how stupid I feel right now.
Are headbands in?
No headbands.
No.
Are headbands are out?
Headbands are out, yeah.
What's the hot
accessory?
Hoops? Yeah, hoops.
Well, earbuds, I'm telling you.
That's crazy.
Know. Yeah, earbuds and then like, I don't know, little tiny shorts.
Hey, do you know?
I was the only one wearing ankle socks.
Everyone had high socks.
Yeah. Everyone's wearing
high
like
socks are big?
No, like crew, you know what I mean? Crew socks or whatever. Like the mid-calf socks.
Oh.
Everyone's wearing those. Short shorts.
Oh, I mean, if you showed, or if any of your ankle was covered, that was.
I know. The times have changed.
I know.
I'm stuck in 2003.
All right, hold on. Let me ask you this. This was huge in the pickup game community.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you, was there another ball, and then when the players were at the other end, you would go shoot buckets on the empty hoop?
Then
everyone starts running back on a fast break. You gotta hurry up, get all your stuff out.
Everyone's running off the court, of course. Yeah. Because no one can just sit, you know, you gotta keep loose.
All right, let me ask you another.
Okay.
All right, did anyone pull the move where they pretend they're on a fast break, but you're really on defense and they throw the ball? Everyone's too scared to go shirts and skins nowadays.
I thought about shirts and skins.
Oh, yeah.
I said if anyone takes their shirt off, I said I'm walking out of here. I will not play.
I used to be a big shirt off guy.
I know, of course. When you're 18, everyone's this big shirt off guy. I thank God it must have been policy for the South Ryan Rec Center for no skins.
I got so psyched to show my V off and my pecs.
I legit traumatized on the way there thinking about shirts and skins.
I would always find the Drab out there and put my sweaty body on them, make them uncomfortable. That was big.
Yeah, I knew I wasn't doing great when my neighbor, who's 31 years old, and he's can't play basketball.
So he's an older gentleman in this.
Yeah, he's one of the older ones.
No wonder he brought you. That's smart on his part.
He goes. After the first game, I'm at the drinking fountain. He heaved over and he goes, dude, are you okay?
I'm like, just give me a minute.
All right, we got a lot more to get to. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, before we go to break, though, we got to thank Mike and Don't Sleep Energy. We all have our Don't Sleeps right now.
Yep.
Go to Amazon and type in Don't Sleep Energy Drink. It'll pop up. If you don't want to order from Amazon or you want 10% off every order, you go to don'tsleepenergy.com. That's their website. Or Amazon, you type in Don't Sleep Energy Drink, like I said. Don't Sleep contains premium ingredients like caffeine, taurine, B-group vitamins. Use the promo code BIDDIES for 10% off every order at don'tsleepenergy.com. We love it, and thank you, Mike. This stuff keeps us going.
Mike, you're going to have to send some more because everyone is drinking this from our Mike office. Hit me up. Cakes, EB, everyone's Mike storming the office.
Mike hit me up and he says, because I think I dropped where I was CrossFitting.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Vienna guy.
Yeah, and Mike's a Vienna guy and he's like, bro, come by the house. Come by the house. Pick up a case of Don't Sleep Energy for all the boys so he doesn't have to ship it.
Yeah, you might be the
delivery boy.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back. We got a lot to get into, including EBT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Taking Viagra. Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 69.
Nice.
Speaking of 69, Drag teased us going to break about Eric taking Viagra.
Well, Eric has teased us forever about these blue pills that he got from India, right?
First of all, we need to address that. What kind of ma and pa pharmacy company, online pharmacy company, is just shipping you regular Viagra?
Nobody. I don't buy that for a second. And he always talked about the four pills that he's got. First of all, and teasing the junks with somebody should take them. How old are these pills but now?
They must have used their effectiveness.
Right? Like, how long he's been talking about these stupid four pills for a couple of years. But EB sent me a DM, or Valdez and I a DM the other day for show prep stuff, which I actually appreciate. EB's been setting stories all week, which he normally doesn't do. And one of them was about, like, Viagra is good for your heart health. And he goes, let's talk about this. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Let's be honest. Eric wants an excuse to take those four pills.
I know.
He wants any kind of A-OK from everyone else, but deep down he's fighting the man within because he thinks it's less manly.
My first thought of it when he sent me that was, I was like, oh, my God, erectile dysfunction and heart health. Can we be doing more old man radio than this? Like, this is the oldest man radio topic I can think of.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
And so then I told him that, and then he goes, during the break, and he goes, no, all the young kids are taking it.
Well, he brought that up on the show, too.
Yeah.
I don't understand this fascination that... that young kids are taking Viagra. Are we that old that we don't know what's going on in the streets?
Here's what's going on. Back in high school, like, there's these gas station pills. It kind of
extends.
It's exactly
horny goat weed.
Horny goat weed is in that. Rhino pills is the one that you'll see at your local Exxon. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, we all used to take them just to see what it's like.
I have a buddy who used to take those things back in the day.
I mean, they're fun.
I've never taken one. I don't even know. I just assumed they were placebos. I just assumed they did nothing.
I mean,
or speed.
Do they actually work?
I mean, yeah.
You've taken them?
I was Rocky Balboa down there. It was tough.
Really?
Yeah. And right, also, I stopped because my heart.
Okay, it's called Rhino Pill?
Rhino Pills. Yeah, I have it up.
You feel like a hummingbird and your chest is beating.
It was bad.
Your heart pounding.
So how does it work? Like, you instantly, like...
Not like instantly.
Or...
It just helps with your performance in bed, just as similar as Viagra.
When do you take them?
Take them before you have sex or before you pump.
Don't ever say that again.
Okay. So what are Crazy Rhino 25,000?
There's different type of pills. They have like different
Rhino type of 69.
Rhino 69. I believe there's Rhino 16. There's a lot of different
pills. What's the difference between Rhino 69 and Rhino 16?
I have no idea. But
Rhino 16 makes you like a 16-year-old.
All right, Rhino 69, super long-lasting, time, size, stamina, no headache.
Stamina. He says stamina.
It's performance in bed.
So it's the exact same thing as...
I mean, it's like the Walmart brand of it, if that. I mean, it's so unsafe, I'm sure. The last time I took it, my heart was racing like crazy.
I figured out why these kids are doing all these Viagra and dick pills.
Because kids like to experiment with recreational drugs?
No, that's not it at all. I feel like kids are getting so hammered that they can't function below the belt.
So they got some drunk D.
Yeah.
And they
have whiskey D. Yeah. And this is their way to combat a soft penis.
So manually they can't.
They need drugs to get their penis working.
Because they're horny.
They're partying so much.
Yeah, so they're out drinking.
They're out drinking till 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to not have any kind of embarrassment between the Kappa Deltas, all right, you don't want word to spread throughout the sorority house that Ryan Clary's got a
whiskey cock.
Has a noodle dick.
Yeah, but they wouldn't even say that. They'll just say he couldn't get hard.
Exactly.
Don't F with Ryan. Yeah, he won't. It's not worth your time.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. I was sucking on that spaghetti. spaghetti for 2 hours. I got lockjaw from trying to work that spaghetti noodle.
All right, so it's to save you from the embarrassment.
Right, so yeah, to save yourself from the embarrassment, because you know you're going to hook up. Mm-hmm. Because remember, when you're in college, the amount of alcohol that you drink is it shows your masculinity.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So if you can put down a 30 pack in front of some sorority chick, she thinks you're a god.
Uh-huh.
All right. So in order to perform after you drink 30 Natty Lights, you need a pop of Viagra.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz you can't
make sense to
you
me.
You can't like you said, you can't have your name besmirched throughout all the sorority house.
Yep.
Because they probably have a woman's Discord about who's got the yeah. who's got the noodle dicks around the house.
Hey Ryan, let me ask you about Rhino 69. If I just take one of those and start playing FIFA, am I gonna be?
I'd be all horned up and playing FIFA.
But am I just gonna sit there with just a rager, a rager on?
Yeah. Yeah, you will.
So there's nothing because didn't Cialis and all them say like when you're ready or something like?
It's like time release. Or something like
that. No, so
that's what the difference between Viagra and Cialis were.
Okay.
Is that Cialis would like release 6 hours later.
I guess my question is I've never taken these before. Is it gonna automatically do it whether you're interested in sex at that time?
My guess is yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Viagra, yes. Cialis later.
Okay, yes. So when you're in the mood, then it'll get you going. So if
me and you were going to have sex right now,
yeah,
we would take a Viagra. If me and you were going to have sex tonight after dinner, we would take Cialis.
But what happens if you strike out at the bar or whatever, and you're just driving home, steering wheel with your
probably speed.
That sucks. Sucks for you.
All right, now I know. I'm tempted to try these things. And see, I'll see if my wife notices the difference.
Because the standards are low.
Yeah, huh? Remember, Eric's theory is that it gives you a bigger barrel.
I actually
feel bad for this generation's kids.
Why?
Because if you are under so much pressure that you feel the need, you can't perform without any kind of enhancement.
It's the steroid era.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's the porno era.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is so sexualized, right?
Yeah.
The big porno. You got to have all these weird.
Stop saying that word.
All these fancy schmancy positions. You know what I mean?
There's a lot to live up to.
Yeah, there's a lot of hoopla surrounding it. There's a higher standard for kids nowadays. Because everything's so sexualized. Cardi B's talking about her WAP and big things and all that stuff.
And you can find exactly what you want anytime, any place on the internet.
Yeah, but women aren't spending their time in that.
No.
Some are.
Men don't really care.
No, men are insecure. Men are insecure because they're watching porno.
Yeah.
And they think...
They see Johnny Sins
Johnny Sins and J-Mac are the norm.
Right.
They think every single person is walking around with a sledgehammer in their hands. It's not the fact. So they feel inadequate. So they feel like they need... They need the extra boost.
But women know better.
I don't know. I'm not a woman. I can't tell you.
I would think they're not expecting that. I don't think. They're not expecting some 19-year-old sophomore in high school with no muscles to be just some like raging stud in the bedroom. All right. What, is he going to pick her up and like hoist her over his head, you know, slam her up against the wall?
Well, number one, that's why you got to make your hay in the Cape Cod League, the minor leagues, before you call that the
Valdez.
Yeah. Yeah, you need a lot of reps in the single leg.
Yeah. All right.
But I don't know. Women might think that. Like I said, today's age of youth, I think, are highly sexualized, and not. I think there's a lot of, I don't know, mixed signals about what's out there.
You might be right.
Ryan, have you ever taken Viagra or blue pills?
I haven't taken the Viagra. I've taken like,
Have any of your young friends?
Yes, I do know someone who's just tried it.
So it's a thing.
It's like it was just like an experimental thing. Like, it wasn't for benefit.
Are you
it was
and all the like broskies hey. Buying Rhino 69 all the time?
No.
Okay.
This, that was like back when you're like 15 years old. You see it at Exxon. You see
what it does. When you go to the Cougars apartment.
Oh, no, I'm not taking that. Yeah.
You should have, though, because didn't you get sloppy drunk off cupcake wine?
Oh, yeah, my pink Moscato. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Wine to drink on cupcake. Yeah, maybe you would be a good candidate for
I could try it out.
Popping pills if you're going to get sloppy.
I could get a Viagra. I'd try it. I'd do it.
You know what's tilting me is that there's four Viagra pills and four junkies. Why don't they all just take it together?
Yeah, I think they should. At 7 a.m., we're going to hit the skins.
All right, we put a porno on.
We'll put pirates on.
Love pirates.
Put on Nailin Palin.
Blondes from Beyond.
Uh-huh. All right.
All those. I like classics. You.
Hey, Valdez, can I tell you, I want to give you props.
All right.
The opposite of the tilt of the week, which I have one of those too. Valdez had the zing of the week that didn't get enough appreciation. And I think it's one of the funniest things that Valdez has ever said.
When did I say it?
When we were talking about, it started when we were talking about Drab's childhood, right? And we were talking about like how I had a miserable childhood, I think, and how like, I didn't get to watch TV all the time. And then
I like about this is that Drab's been thinking about my zing for a day and a half.
Yeah. It's in my mental notes here. And then we started talking about all the beatings we took as kids, right? Like we got spanked all the time. And Valdez said that his dad could win the Power Slap League. That was the funniest thing he said in a long time. And it didn't get enough appreciation. It was timely, relevant.
I'm submitting that to Lorne Michaels at SNL. Yeah.
And I've been visualizing your dad, who I've only met once. At Vitaggio Brothers, slapping you in the face as hard as he can.
Slap my ass.
So yeah, slapping your ass, whatever.
Winding up. And me going, oh! And then my mother counting to 10 to see if I come back up.
Great zing, Valdez.
Did you feel a little ashamed talking about your parents like that and how they treated you when you were a kid?
No, I get a kick out of it. Because I have a great relationship with my parents. If I hated my parents or something, you know, which
I don't think people realize just how out of the norm your childhood is.
I don't think it was that out of the norm.
Well, the way you talked about it, you weren't allowed to watch TV.
I know, my mom was very strict. People called my mom the general.
That was my
mom was very strict.
She gets you a great insurance rate.
Like, she was very strict.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't a lot of freedoms.
Yeah, didn't your mother tell your principal to take you to jail or something like
my
that?
My mom dropped me off, took me to jail, dropped me off in front of the city jail all the time, told myself to turn me in. She would tell me I don't have rights, I'm a minor. You know how many times I've heard that in my life as she's beating me?
I'm going to tell the cops.
I've said that so many times when I was 12 years old. Yeah, it's child abuse. She'd say, you don't have rights, you're a minor.
You would have known that Mom Cahill was not only a stay-at-home mom, but a paralegal, too.
But my dad got butt-sized, probably because my mom would say, you know, you need to discipline them. Like, if it was up to my dad, if it was a single dad, we would have been watching TV every night and, you know, probably had cable and all that stuff, right? But my mom was so strict with, like, academics and all that.
Your mom reminds me of a Puritan.
Somewhat.
I know. What kid doesn't have TV growing up? Like, you never got to watch the Simpsons growing up.
And I watched Simpsons were on Fox, so I could watch Simpsons. My parents had weird rules. Like, I watched 100 R-rated movies when I was 10 years old. Like, they didn't care about that. Arnold films. Like, I had friends that could.
Did you have TV time? A specific time you were allowed to watch TV, or
on the weekends. or before my parents got home from work for like, you know,
an hour
or whatever it was after school or after sports. If I was home alone, we'd sneak TV on. But I was watching like, you know, cartoons and stuff because that's whatever. It was either that or, you know, daytime talk shows. Okay. There wasn't a lot of options. Or PBS or something like that. Yeah. Right. Watching like terrible shows like Carmen Sandiego and Ghost Rider. I watched the worst shows growing up. I never watched Saturday Night Live or anything like that just because it was too late. I never got to stay up late.
Did you have a bedtime when you were a kid?
I don't remember the exact bedtime, but I know like some of my friends got to stay up till midnight when they were in sixth grade or whatever.
What?
Hold on. Did your life change from, I guess, preteen 10 to 12 year olds to when you were 16, 17?
No, well, we got cable in eighth grade. My life changed overnight because then that's when we had the cable. You had cable boxes and you would watch the scramble, the blurry pornos.
The blurry pornos.
Literally, my life changed overnight. So then you'd sit there and listen to it. All right. And then every once in a while you could make out like a quarter of the screen.
You can see the left ass.
Ryan doesn't know about that.
I know. Right? Ryan, you have no idea what you had to do.
I don't. But I do know about the Showtime specials. I do know about
those. Oh, and we got HBO.
Uh-huh.
We also had HBO.
Oh, there you go.
So in HBO, like, yeah, I was watching Taxi Cab Confessions.
Hey, do you know this? Do you know this trick that you used to do with the scrambled porno? It was the greatest trick in the world.
What's that?
All right. So you would have the scrambled porno, and then what you would do is, all right, so it's the Spice Channel. You put the Spice Channel on. Then you open up picture in picture.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Open up picture in picture. Then you wait for the one clearing to happen on the
big part. Uh-huh.
Then you hit pause. All right. So you got the still image of this of some chick riding some dude. All right. Then you you hit the swap button on your picture in picture. Then the freeze frame comes up super big.
Really?
Yes.
That is a trick.
Yeah, because you only could freeze the picture in picture. Uh-huh. Then you gotta swap them. So the little part started playing the scrambled part. Mm-hmm. Then the big frozen part was on your 20-inch TV.
Oh.
And then basically you had a 20-inch Playboy magazine in front of your face. I was a porno genius.
You were a porno genius.
I was a porno genius. Yeah.
Props to you.
You could only freeze the tiny picture in picture box. But if you had it on the same station, you could always swap the box with what you were watching currently. And so you would swap the frozen box on the big TV.
That's genius.
That's next level right there.
You were
no wonder I had sex when I was 13.
Yeah. Valdez, when your dad would slap your butt, all right? Take me through the beatings, okay?
Oh, okay.
Like a good beatdown that you would get. Because I can still remember mine like yesterday.
All right.
not everyone, but like his techniques and all that, all right?
I know exactly what. Mm-hmm. All right. First of all, it used to be a mom and dad co-op. Right? Both of them would participate.
Tag team.
I think it's because so that no one would look unfavorably on the other. Right? They'd be both two bad cops. I didn't have good cop, bad cop. I just had bad cop, bad cop. Uh-huh. All right. So, and I would fidget a lot. Mm-hmm. So mainly my dad would have to hold me down over his over his lap with my pants around my ankle because I would try to squirm out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what my mom used to do is she used to get the fly swatter out.
Does the fly swatter hurt?
Yeah.
I've never been spanked with a fly swatter.
All right, so she used to go under the sink.
You know, a lot of speed going through those holes in that. All right. A lot of wind resistance.
You gotta go under the sink. She used to get the fly swatter out. It would be this tiny rubber thing. Mm-hmm. And the worst part wasn't the rubber thing. The fact that it's sitting on a wire, almost like a coat hanger wire.
Because of course.
My mom wasn't that skilled when she used to whip it.
Yeah.
So the wire used to hit your butt a lot more so than the rubber padding.
That would hurt.
That would hurt. And then my dad just used his hand.
But
the most embarrassing part wasn't getting your ass red like a bamboo,
mm-hmm. Red ass bamboo.
Like a red ass bamboo. But it was having to pull your own pants down.
That is one of the most shameful, like depressing, knowing what's about to come.
Like, when your parents make you pull your own pants down to get your ass smacked. Yeah,
I know. My dad's phrase was always, grab your ankles.
Drop them.
Grab your ankles. You know how they say don't discipline your kids out of anger, or don't spank your kids out of anger, but discipline? My dad never got that message. My dad used to spank us out of anger. When we would do something, he'd come in, and my mom would spank me once a week. Like, I was always getting hit with wooden spoons all the time. Oh, yeah. Didn't even faze me because my mom couldn't hurt us.
It's almost like your cheek developed a callus.
Right. It was a nothing burger. Right? But my dad,
his ass was blue collar.
I'm convinced my 73-year-old dad could still whoop my ass. All right. Right? Like, his spankings would still hurt right now. So my dad would come in, and because I told you guys, my dad was always outside in the yard. And so we would get in trouble, and then I'd hear my mom say, Mike, get in here. And then, like, I could hear my dad, boom, 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 coming up his feet. Yeah. Stomping. He'd throw open the back sliding glass door and see us in the family room and go, get over here.
My dad can do that now, but my dad's learned how to emotionally beat me.
Remember, I told you he took me to see Andy Schlein's house, right, who I grew up with, that's on the water on my birthday. That's what my father does. He does mental war games.
So my dad got to the point where, like, spanking us with his hand, like, it wasn't working anymore, right? Uh-huh. So he would go over, this is how when we really effed up. He'd go over to the firewood box, okay? The wooden box. He'd fling it open, and he kept wooden planks in there, okay?
You got a switch.
When I think of a switch, I think of like a twig or something, a vine. Yeah. No. This was like a 1 foot long, 6 inches, 4 inches wide wood plank, thin, right? So he could hold it in his hand.
Almost like kindling.
Kindling, yes. or something like that. But just oak. All right? A lot of oak trees out there. Right?
Is that why you named your pup Oakley?
So then he'd say, grab the couch. You have to put your hands on the back of the couch and pull down your pants. And when he hit you with that wood plank, I'm not kidding you, and you'd get like 4 swats.
Oh.
It would hurt for hours and hours and hours afterwards. And the biggest shame of your life is rolling around on the ground with your pants at your ankle, grabbing the back of your head, and then hopping out of the room with your pants at your ankle.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had this?
Where
your parents tell you you're going to get a spanking, and then you throw a hissy fit, all right? And then you run to your room, all right, and you hide from them, and they basically say, come on out and get it. They wait you out like a hostage situation. you can't wiggle your way out.
I don't think I ever remember hiding, because I just knew that it was coming anyways. Like, I've been pulled by the back of my neck so many times.
When you effed up, you knew it was coming. And they would just wait you out in your room. Right. You would go to your room to hide from them, lock your door. They wouldn't come bust your door down. They just wait you out like a prisoner.
Yeah. Well, I told you, I got the door removed off my bedroom.
Did you ever have to do any mouth stuff? Not like that.
Oh, like wash your mouth out with soap?
Yeah,
but that's when you're young.
I did. Well, yeah. When I said my first F word in front of my mother, she took my tongue out and put hot sauce on it.
Oh,
She burned my mouth up. My skin was going off my tongue. I remember that.
I think that seems way worse. Like, let's give him third degree burns.
I remember. I think I did. I did the roses are red, violets are blue thing.
Uh huh.
And then it's you at the end. And then, you know, I said it. And then my mom says, don't you say it. And then I said it. She pulled my tongue out and doused it in hot sauce.
I know. Why do I get the feeling that Clary never got spankings?
Oh, no, no, no. That's so wrong.
Oh, you did.
I got the Kool-Aid Happy Face that had, it was like a rubber spoon to stir your Kool-Aid. Okay. It had a little kickback on it. And that thing.
Hey, that's one way to ruin your childhood.
Yeah. The Kool-Aid. It was called the Happy Face Spoon. And my mom used to beat me with that, figuratively.
Oh, I see this thing.
You
here.
See that? Yeah. It was yellow.
To the big pitcher.
Yeah, it's kind of big. I used to get beat with that. That thing hurt.
Did it leave any kind of smiley mark on your eye?
It did, yes. That, wooden spoons, sometimes a belt.
Yeah, but you just, I don't even know the rules anymore about spanking your kids.
Yeah, like, are you going to be a spanker? I guess you can't really spank daughters, can you?
Yeah, nah.
I don't know.
I don't know
the rules.
I felt like it a few times. I felt like already.
Playing with their duty.
No, not that. Well, that, no, but they'll like pull each other's hair, you know, like, biting. Biting's big on our house. They bite each other a lot. So,
oh gosh.
Yeah. That in my mind, if I was a single dad, I'd be spanking. Yeah. Right? But I don't want to hear it for
now,
you.
Now it's wussy timeout. Think about what you did. Yeah. You know how you did is icing that weld on your ass.
Yeah. Right.
That really made you think.
Yeah. Yeah, times have changed, but it's why do we look fondly on those times? Like, shouldn't we be traumatized?
I think it taught me for
I think
better.
You go one way or another. You either like look back fondly on it, or you hate your parents and you don't talk to them anymore. Like some people do. Like a lot of people don't talk to their parents anymore because of how they treated them when they were young.
It builds character.
Same.
Right. I agree.
I wouldn't be the man. I wouldn't be the man I am today.
Yeah. Rabbit Valdez is full of character.
Now look at us.
All right, guys. Well, we had a good show here today. We got plenty to talk about tomorrow on the Junkies. A bunch of sports stuff, but we'll try to work in some non-sports stuff, of course, to keep you guys entertained here. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter. Please follow us at BitSeason.
Yeah, show us what your parents used to hit you with.
That's a great call. I want to see their weapon of choice.
Show your weapon of choice.
All right, guys, have a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow on The Junkies. Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.